Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set for closing day, game 137, and the final one of the 2023 Biloxi Shockers season as they take on the Montgomery Biscuits. It's time for today's pregame interview, one final one in the season, presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the Shockers and Brewers Tech Ops intern, Will Kuypers, the man who's in charge of all the video cameras we see around the ballpark. Will, thanks so much for joining us.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. It's awesome to be on here.
How much fun has it been working with the Brewers this year and being around a team that we've talked about this is one of the most talented teams in minor league baseball?
Yeah, it's been nothing short of a treat. You know, my whole experience with the Brewers and, you know, has been nothing short of awesome. And the season's been fantastic. It's been great baseball all around, whether it's with the Shuckers or the teams we're playing against. Just no shortage of talent in this league. It's been awesome.
And we've seen so much talent, whether it is with the Shuckers and guys like Jackson Chourejo and Jefferson Caro, who were around on a daily basis, or it's guys you're seeing for opposing teams. And we've seen multiple guys go to the big league level. Yuri Perez, Noelvi Marte for the Chattanooga Lookouts. How impressive has it been to be able to watch that on a night-in and night-out basis and then watch it back on video and watch it back some more?
It's been awesome. You know, I can kind of see in person, and they're completely different in person than they are on the video going back later. But it's cool to be able to go back and dive in and, you know, see what makes them what they are. But yeah, dude, I know I keep saying it. It's just been awesome. It's been fantastic. It's been super cool.
There is so much that goes into your job on a daily basis. There's all the little cameras that are set up around the ballpark that are all under your control. What goes into your job on a daily basis?
Yeah, so obviously the main part of my job, the most outward-facing job, would be those cameras you see all around the ballpark, all nine of them, usually with cups on them just in case. But other than that, you know, got to make sure to have, you know, TrackMan in the bullpens, operating Hawkeye during the game, Edgertronic in the bullpens. It's a lot of more inward-facing stuff for the data collection purposes. A lot of player-facing stuff, you know. I handle requests if a guy wants to watch video of his last outing or video from the past month or in certain situations, you know, I'll get that to him. But pretty much anything relating to data and video of the Biloxi Shuckers is kind of my domain.
You talked about TrackMan, Hawkeye, Edgetronic, and that is part of a real new school revelation in baseball over even just the last 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I think if you brought a TrackMan out for a bullpen, people would think you're nuts. But now that's standard practice. You talk about guys knowing their spin right off the top of their head. Carlos Rodriguez in an interview yesterday with MLB Pipeline, he was rattling off his vert on his fastball like it's his phone number. How important is that on the player development side of things and with guys you've worked with, of the analytical side of the game?
Yeah, it's important, I think, because a lot of guys will use that to kind of find their identity. You know, how their pitches move will sort of dictate how they want to attack certain guys. You know, where their pitches play best in the zone, how they're going to get guys out eventually, you know, in the major league level, hopefully. So it kind of helps the pitcher form their identity. In that kind of sense.
How'd you get into it?
It's a long story, but I'll kind of try and keep it short. You know, I always knew I wanted to work in pro ball. One of my good friends told me about these video roles, these tech ops roles, and I had a little bit of experience doing that with the team in college at Stetson, and I figured why not and give it a shot. You know, I applied to a bunch of jobs, heard back, started my career last year, and here we are, you know.
We've talked about this a bit. This is sort of the entry-level job for wanting to do things on the scouting side or in the player development side. What part of the job makes it so much that you learn all these things that help you if you want to advance your career further in professional baseball?
Yeah, I mean, it really comes down to, like, you're watching 130, 140 games a year. You know, if you want to get into scouting or if you want to get into player development, you have that access to watching a ton of baseball. And being in the Southern League this year, it's a ton of really good baseball. You know, I get to see how the guys coach, how they respond to coaching. and watch not only our players and how they make those adjustments, but watch the other players. And, you know, only being 8 teams in the Southern League, we see a lot of the same teams numerous times. So it's really interesting to see guys from the beginning of the year, how they evolve to the end of the year, if they haven't already gone up, gone down. It's very cool. I keep saying that, man. I'm lucky. I am very lucky.
Well, hey, we're here at game 137. It has been a magical season in every sense of the word for the Biloxi Shunkers. What's your favorite moment?
There's been a lot of really good ones. You know, a couple of the walk-offs come to mind. Who doesn't love a good walk-off? I think overall, it's not really one moment, but this previous road trip, this 2-week road trip where we went 11-1, the atmosphere of those games, especially in Tennessee, was unbelievable. It had my heart racing. It felt like playoff baseball, playoff atmosphere, and that was just really fun. It was a really fun time to be with the Shuckers.
When I remember, I said to you after one of those games in Tennessee, "Will, if this keeps up, I'm going to lose about 10 years off my life." And that was about how these last couple of weeks have gone for the Biloxi Shuckers. But hey, thanks so much for joining us. Loved having you here in Biloxi. Thanks so much again.
Appreciate you having me on here.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.